Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at FrostCon, and I'm lucky enough to be sitting here speaking with cosplayer extraordinaire Shell. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
No, not a problem.
Now, I'm kind of slow at cosplay. Who are you dressed up as right now?
I am dressed up as the champion Sona from League of Legends, and I'm doing my own concept of a pool party skin because they released a set of skins for characters for pool party theme, but they didn't do my favorite character, so
okay.
I've made up my own theme.
Cool. And how long does something like this take to make, going from planning stage to creating it?
This one is actually a pretty easy build. It was, probably about 20 hours.
Okay.
So most I've ever spent on cosplay is 250 hours. So it might sound like a lot, but it in comparison to a lot of my other costumes, not a lot at all.
Okay. So how did you get into cosplay, actually?
It's kind of like a blur. It was just like my boyfriend at the time. It was just like, let's go to a convention. And yeah, I just went and we dressed up. And it was just so fun. And I remember getting a photographer asking me to do a photo shoot. And I was like, you want to do a photo shoot with me? And then it was just like, I kind of just kept at it because I was just like, I really enjoyed the community and everything. And it was just really nice. It really piqued my interest.
Cool. And what was the first costume you ever dressed up in for a convention?
It was Misa Misa from Death Note.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So I noticed that you're involved with the Geek X Girls. How did that come about?
Oh, the Geek Girls. I had a friend, EBE. She's on the Geek Girls, so it's just kind of, oh, you're on the Geek Girls. Like, can you introduce me to the founder? And so I met Dana, and she's such a nice woman. And so I applied, and yeah, it's really great community to be in. The girls are all so amazing. Everyone helps each other out. It's great. I love them.
We've met a couple of girls from the website, and they definitely were very nice and kind to us for interviews.
Yeah, they're really great.
Yeah. Is this your first time at FrostCon?
No, I actually have been at FrostCon every year.
Okay.
So I was a guest last year as well. I was not a guest the first year, but it was really nice the first year. This venue was really, really small, though, so everyone's like really cramped up. But yeah, it was really nice. I liked it.
Yeah, this is our first FrostCon, and it's really interesting. I think it's a cool venue for cosplayers, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't at this venue last year either.
Okay.
This is actually, I've never had a con in this venue before. It's nice.
Okay.
I like it. The pool's nice.
Cool. Now, what kind of advice would you have for any up-and-coming cosplayers, just people who are starting out?
Do it for you. Don't do it for other people. I really hate it when I see people just like getting disappointed because they're like, oh my god, that girl's better, my girl's costume's better than mine. No, you're not cosplaying for other people, you're not cosplaying to be better than anyone else. Just cosplay to be yourself and to make yourself happy, and it'll do good.
Cool. Do you have any future costumes in the work? Anything you can talk about?
I have a secret one that I'm working on, and it's going to be very heavily armor, mecha robot type, so give a hint on that. I'm also working on a pop star Sona.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of League characters that got pop star skins, so artists did a whole bunch, and so we're going to do those concepts. I'm going to do a Sami from Avatar, hopefully, and oh gosh.
Do you have a favorite costume of all the costumes you've created, or is it just too hard to pick one now?
I've got a couple. It's like a mom trying to choose between all of her babies.
Right.
You love them all, but the one that I spent 250 hours on, Tyrael, I love that one so much. It's very, it's just probably because it took so long to make, and I just feel like it's like a part of me because I put so much of my life into it. I had another one, Gurr from Invader Sim.
Okay.
I cosplayed as him 1 year at Anime North, and I had like squeakers in my shoes, and so whenever I walk, it would squeak like the character. Oh my god, people went crazy for it. People would run across, be like, "Gurr!" They're like, run at me, and it was. I love that costume because I love the character and the reactions that it was getting.
Cool. What conventions are you going to be at next?
I'm doing MTAC. I have Anime North planned, Fan Expo, Con Bravo. Kitchener Comic Con. That's cool. The next one I'm actually going to. It's at the end of February.
Cool. Con Bravo is fantastic. We always love that venue.
I love Con Bravo, yeah. They're awesome.
Cool. And tell the fine folks out there where they can go to check out your costumes.
You can go on to Facebook. So facebook.com/Shellchi, S-H-E-L-L-E-C-H-I-I. Or any of, I use the same name for everything. So Instagram, Twitter, DeviantArt, all that stuff is Shellchi.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with us today, and have a great rest of FrostCon.
Oh, thanks, you as well.
Cool, thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.